Blog Talk Radio.
Church, you are the church, we are the church together. Welcome everyone on this beautiful, well, in St. Louis, beautiful sunny fourth Sunday of March of 2022. Hallelujah. And this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. Pastor Mom is sitting here, and she's going to open us up with a word of prayer. Greet everyone first, Pastor Mom.
Good morning, everybody.
Amen.
I'm glad to see y'all being here today.
Amen. Amen. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our day.
Daily bread.
A daily bread.
And forgive
and
us.
Forgive us our trespass.
Yes.
Give us our.
As we forgive those.
As we forgive those who trespass against us. Give us. Lead us not into temptation. Lead us not.
But deliver us from evil.
But deliver us from
evil.
And
for thine is the kingdom.
For thine is the kingdom.
The power
and glory.
Forever and
ever. Forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's say our prayer together.
Okay.
Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us. And holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all of the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service. In the name of Jesus, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to our scripture this morning, Psalm 95, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 6. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go on to our Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Hallelujah. Then we'll talk about the Lord this morning. Amen and amen. Okay, let's say Psalm 95 together.
Okay.
Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalm 34, 1 through 3. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Amen. Okay, let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So those of you who have been with us, you know that the Lord has just really laid on our heart to know more about him, how he reveals himself through his name. And through his character and his nature. Hallelujah. So we're at the end of the month, and this month we've been looking at him at the peace part of him. We looked at that he is peace. In Ephesians 2:14 it says, "For he himself is our peace." Amen. Then we looked at him as the God of peace. Excuse me, Philippians 4 and verse 9 says, the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. And then we looked at him as the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9 and verse 6, he will be called the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen. So hallelujah. And then he is our everlasting peace as well. Amen. So he is peace. And because he's peace, he's our everlasting peace. And we can count on him to give us peace in every situation and every circumstance. He is our everlasting peace. Let's hear a song.
Wipe away our tears.
Hallelujah. He's our everlasting peace, whatever we're going through. Amen. I'm going through a little something this morning, and he is my everlasting peace, and he's your everlasting peace as well. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus. Whatever comes, whatever goes, you are our peace. Hallelujah. You yourself are our peace. You are, hallelujah, the God of peace. You are the Prince of Peace. You are peace, and we thank you for it right now. We lay hold to you, Lord, hallelujah, for peace beyond all understanding, guarding our hearts and guarding our minds. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And as I'm praying for peace over us, over myself as well, got a phone call this morning that someone that I knew and loved in New Jersey, went home to be with the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. So we thank God for his peace beyond all understanding. For everyone who's affected, there's many people that he knew in the church. And he was a professional man who was over many unions in New Jersey. And so there was a lot of people who knew him. And we're praying for everyone's peace right now in the name of Jesus. It's only you can do, Lord God, by your spirit. And we give you praise. And we thank you, Lord God, that he is indeed absent from his body and present with you right now. And that's what gives us peace, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Man, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's go on to our declaration. Hallelujah. I thank God because when I heard about that, you know, it was just it was a sudden thing. It wasn't like he was in the hospital and we had time to think about it and whether we did or not, still he's gone home to be with the Lord this morning. And I thank God for the peace that he's placed in my heart because it hit me. You know, we know they're going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord, but it still hit. Amen. And that's why we're so glad that we have God as our peace, our everlasting peace. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our declarations this morning. Hallelujah. We continue to stand in the Lord, just knowing that he is God and he's God. Thank you, Lord God. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Amen. You know, I'm loving this declaring and decreeing. And I think about my brother-in-law before he went home to be with the Lord. He was the declaration king. Amen. I mean, he would just, he had us declaring and decreeing all over the place. And I believe that many things have been established because we did that so long ago. And we continue to do that. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. And that gives us peace. Amen. Because we see things changing around us. The grass, oh, it has withered, but it's coming back. It's spring. The flowers have faded, but they're coming back. It's spring. Pastor Mom and I were looking at the trees outside the window today and how there's flowers on them now. And it's a beautiful thing to do, but that's going to fade after a while. But the word of our God doesn't go in and out, fading in and out. It stands forever. Hallelujah. Let's say our declarations together. Repeat after me. No weapon.
No weapon.
Formed against me. Shall prosper. This is the heritage.
This is the heritage.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Whatever I do.
Whatever I do.
will prosper.
Will prosper.
For I am like
a tree
that's planted
by the streams
of water. That's from Isaiah 54 and verse 17, Psalms 1 and verse 3. Continue to repeat after me.
Christ
has redeemed me
from the curse
of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid any sickness
or disease
to come
upon my body.
Every disease,
germ,
and every virus
that touches my body
dies instantly,
including allergies
and allergic reactions.
In Jesus' name,
every organ and every tissue
of my body
function
in the perfection
that God created it to function.
And I forbid
any malfunction
in my body
in the name of Jesus.
That's
Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11. Genesis 1:31 and Matthew 16:19. Hallelujah. Now here's a good one on peace. Repeat after me.
Great is the peace
of my children
and children's children.
For they are taught of the Lord. That's Isaiah 54 and 13. And one more with peace. Peace in it. To me, the peace of God
that transcends
all understanding.
Guards my heart
and my mind in Christ Jesus. I think on things
that are true,
noble,
right,
pure.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Admirable.
Excellent.
And praiseworthy.
That's from Philippians 4, verses 7 through 8. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord, for these declarations in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for establishing things in us, Lord. Hallelujah. And the more we say it, and every time we say it, hallelujah, more and more is established in our lives. And we give you praise, glory, and honor for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go into some praise and worship now, kind of thinking about Sister McDowell. So we haven't heard her in a little while, so let's hear Sister McDowell this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God that we could tell him. Hallelujah. Sometimes we could just tell Jesus alone. Amen. What is going on? I loved all of those songs. Hallelujah. Amen. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, what joy does flood my soul. Amen. 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 When you think about Sister McDowell, just lift her up in prayer. You know, she's still going through her daughter, her 18-year-old daughter, 18-year-old daughter went home to be with the Lord recently. Think about her. Just lift her up in prayer. Amen. Amen. I just talked to her last week. She's holding on. Amen. And still is in need of prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our prayer for finances. Amen. And I find, you know, when things happen, you know, you want to reach out to someone. You want to, you know, bless them with some money, or you want to, you know, send a card. You know, pray for them. You know, whatever the Lord leads you to do. And to me, it's always nice sending a card, even a condolence card, and let something drop out of it, you know. And so, meaning money, something giving to them. And we want to be able to be in a position where we can give when, you know, there's a transition in somebody's life. And God wants us to have the finances so that, you know, so that we can give whenever he lays on our hearts to give. And, you know, I've gotten to the point where I say, you know what, Lord, this is, and I know he puts it on my heart, but this is what I want to give to people. I want to give this to this person. I want to give this to this person. I want to give. And whenever I go to him and say something like that, he always provides. You know, if somebody's coming on Get 'Em Radio, I say, okay, we want to give this. And when I say it, it shows up. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So he's good like that. Praise God. Let's go on to our prayer for finances. Repeat after me. Lord.
Lord.
I commit
my finances
to you. Be in charge of them.
Be in charge of them.
And use them. For your purpose.
Help me.
To remember
that all I have
belongs to you. And to be grateful for it. May I always
be paid well
for the work I do. And may my money
not be stolen.
Lost.
Devoured.
Destroyed.
All wasted.
Multiply it.
So that what I make.
And what I have.
Will go a long way. I pray.
That I will not.
Be anxious.
About finances. But will seek
your kingdom first,
knowing that as I do,
I will have all
I need.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. As we prepare to pray over our finances, as we prepare to give this morning, you can give. There's three different ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and you all have been giving in every one of these three ways. Through Cash App, we have a Cash App, and it's $ESLCCC. If you live here in the Heritage House, you can give at 2E, or you can mail it. Put the check in the mail. That still works. The mail still works. Amen. And you make your check payable to ESLCCC, and we're located at 2800 Olive Street number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63100. Amen. So let's pray over our finances. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the tithers, Lord God. You said that if we would try you and test you on this and give 10% of whatever we get in, that you would bless us. So if we get $10, we give you a dollar. We get 20, we give you two. Hallelujah. If we get 100, we give you 10, 500, 50, $1,000, $100. Hallelujah. So we tithe, Lord God, and then offerings. And you said that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. Thank you for that, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you for doing it, Lord God. Almighty, hallelujah. And then you said on top of that, as we give tithes and offerings, on top of that, you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. Because if we got a bunch of money in, it could be holes in the pocket. And so we don't want any holes in our pockets at all in the name of Jesus, where the money's just coming in and running out. But we want it to count for your glory, honor, and praise. So you said you would rebuke the devourer for our sake, that our money will not be lost, stolen, devoured, destroyed, or wasted in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That the money that comes through our hands will give you glory in Jesus' name. And so, Lord God, we also thank you for the givers, Lord. You said, given it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. So we thank you right now, Lord God, that you have caused us to be givers. You said you give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Hallelujah. And as we sow, you give us more to sow. Thank you for that, Lord God. And then you give us the overflow. Hallelujah. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over overflow. We thank you and praise you for that. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11, where you said that you would give us a thousandfold more, or you would make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and bless us as you have promised us. So we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. So we thank you all for your giving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. Amen. So let's hear another song before we get into the word today. Hallelujah. I'm excited about this word today. I'm really kind of chomping at the bit to get into it. Amen. You know, we're still talking about sanctification. And I'll just tell you, I'm just sharing what the Lord has given to us to share. And it has been a true blessing to me. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you know, y'all know, I like Minister Joy Bryant, and I feel like I need to hear the joy song this morning before I go into the word. So here she is, Minister Joy Bryant, one of my favorite songs.
I want to take you back to the old time way, the way we used to have church, that good old time religion. God gave me this verse in my private time with him. He gave me the verse and I want to give it back to him. It goes like this. I've got so much to thank God for. I've got so much to thank God for. I'm better for my pride each and every day.
I've got so much to thank God for.
Every day I've got
so much.
so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've been so good. Amen. Lord, we just thank you and praise you as we go into the word today, Lord. Thank you for your peace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your loving kindness, Lord. You're a good God. You're a kind God. You're altogether lovely, God. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We thank you, Lord, for our salvation, for our justification, sanctification, and glorification, Lord God. You knew all that we needed in the time that we needed it. And so we thank you, Lord God. Touch our hearts today as we hear your word, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let there be a deep touch on the inside of us that we will know you, hallelujah, even in another way than we've known you, Lord God. We'll see you in a different way, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There'll be as the world says, a paradigm shift, Lord God. Hallelujah. Even in our reality today, we'll be more aware of you than things that are going on around us. We give you praise for that, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can say this, that as the Lord had me to start this series, I knew something about where it was going, but I didn't know everything. And so this has been an adventure for me. It's been just an awesome adventure for me to go through the three stages of salvation: justification, sanctification, and glorification. And what it is doing for me at this point is connecting some dots for me for things that I've gone through over the years. And it's also giving me revelation of what I've gone through, what I'm going through, and what I will go through. And I give God all the praise for it. We're going to do a little bit of a review because I really want to get to this today. And I want to ask you guys, I think everybody who's on the line, I sent you, I think everybody that's here today, I sent you a text with all the scriptures, or the scriptures that we're going to be reading through today. So if you are in a place where you can read and you would like to read, please press your number one key, and I could use some readers today. Amen. So press your number one key. We're not there yet, but when we get to the reading part, I would love to have some readers. Amen. And hopefully the number one key is working today. Pastor Price, I see you with your number one key pressed. Okay, Minister Rachel, I see you as well. Amen. And if the children are around and they want to help with it, you know, just, you know, begin to look up those scriptures before. Amen. Hallelujah. So thank you. So far, I just see Pastor Price and Minister Rachel. Amen. Hallelujah. And I was just thinking I was going to have Pastor Mom read something today. And I think you'll be reading the first scripture that we have today. We're not quite there yet, but we'll have you to read the first scripture, which is Deuteronomy 11 and 21, Pastor Mom. So we'll set that up for Pastor Mom real quick. Deuteronomy 11 and 21. Okay, so I'm going to do a review today. I'm not going to do an in-depth review, but I'm going to do a review, and I want to encourage those to go back into our podcast. Go back into our podcast, and the way that you can do that is to Google Gitim Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And just Google that, and then you'll be able to get to this whole series. If you Google Gitim Radio Salvation, you should be able to see it, you know, and get to it. Praise God. Okay, so we're going to go over the review. And as I said, we're talking about the three stages of salvation: justification, sanctification, and glorification. So we talked about justification, and basically justification is deliverance from the penalty of sin. Amen. And it's the act of God where he pronounces the sinner to be righteous because that sinner's faith in Christ. So when we are born again, we are justified, delivered from the penalty of sin. And it's justification, just as if we've never sinned. We are delivered from that. Hallelujah. And then sanctification, and this is, I think, our fourth time on sanctification. We're staying there for a little while. But what sanctification is the deliverance from the power of sin and something that's happening to us from the time we're born again until the time we go home to be with the Lord and go into our glorification time. So while we're here on earth, once we're born again, we're in sanctification. And we can choose to step in or out of this sanctification. And so now sanctification, as I said before, is deliverance from the power of sin. It's a present and continuous process. It's a process of believers becoming Christ-like. And this is accomplished by the Holy Spirit's power and presence. And so we have victory. By the Spirit of the Lord, we have victory over our flesh, over the world, and over the devil. Glory to God. Amen. We have victory already. Whether it looks like it or not, we have victory. So we're going to talk about this sanctification process today. I'll go back and do our, in just a few moments, and do a review of some of the things we've talked about with sanctification already. And then we're going to go into, we're going to talk about glorification, not on today, because we're going to take our time. This is a lot. Sanctification is a lot. It's a lifetime process. And so, but anyway, glorification is the God's final removal of sin from the life of saints. And that we will stand faultless before him in glory in eternity. Amen. So then when we leave these bodies, we're absent from our body, present with the Lord, we'll go into glorification. And glorification is deliverance from the presence of sin. Hallelujah. Glorification is deliverance from the presence of sin. So right now in our sanctification time, we are still in the presence of sin, but we've been delivered from the power of it. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So that's a brief review of what we're doing in terms of salvation, the three stages of salvation. So now let's go back to, we've been talking about sanctification. And we said that sanctification is like, you know, when a person passes away, you see the date that they were born, you see a dash, and then you see the date that they passed away. So we're in our sanctification time. That's our dash. When you're born again, you go into your sanctification dash. Amen, because it is a lifelong process. And sanctification is taking the word of God in your life. And we begin to live the Word of God. This is a quick review. Sanctification trains and transforms us. Hallelujah. We're being transformed into the image and the likeness of God. That does not make us robots, but we are, if we're, so to speak, a tree, we're going to be the best tree we ever could be. If we're a rose, we're going to be the best rose we could ever be. Now, with this sanctification process, God is a gentleman. Just like he doesn't force us into salvation, he doesn't force us into sanctification. We make choices as we go along the way. And the choices that we make keep us in the sanctification process, and we grow more and more in the sanctification process. Now, last week we talked about our identity, because that is so important. In the sanctification process, we need to know who we are, because the world would try to put labels on us, and truly the devil would try to put labels on us and try to make us what we are not. And as you know, right now, there's a lot of people struggling with their identity in many different ways. Amen. And so part of our identity is to know that we're accepted in the beloved. We are the body of Christ. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Hallelujah. And we realize that we are one in the Lord. Hallelujah. What Jesus said, I am in my Father, you're in me, and I'm in you. Glory to God. So we are one with the fullness of the Godhead. The Holy Spirit is here too. Glory to God. Amen. And then with our identity, we know that we've been changed, because we are crucified with Christ. It's no longer us who live, but Christ who lives in us. Hallelujah. Christ in us. The hope of glory. Praise God. And then we know that our identity has purpose. We're not just who we are just to say, look at me, this is who I am. It has a purpose. Amen. And we have a purpose. And just like Jesus came with a purpose to demonstrate to the world the Father, so we have our identity here in this world has purpose, and our purpose is to demonstrate Jesus as he demonstrated the Father. Amen. So now today we're going to go into our reality. Praise God. And I think about our reality. I remember the first time that I realized about my reality, that my reality had changed. There was something that was going on. You know, I had heard from God, and he told me that something was going to happen. And, you know, to the best of my ability, I heard him. There were little trails along the way to let me know that I was in the right on the right track, and you know, and I just felt like, okay, you told me this, everything, boom, 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 it's gonna go into place. I heard you, I did it, here we go. And it didn't happen. That did not happen the way that I heard it was going to happen. And so I sat there, and we went. The time that it should have happened, it didn't happen. I waited. I didn't even go back and say, well, God, what's up? I didn't do that. I just waited. And I was ready for, you know, the next thing. And then after hours and hours, after it should have happened, he said something to me like this: what do you think of me now? And I just, you know, I don't know if it was a test. He allowed me to go through it, but this is what I got out of it. Out of my heart
came, Lord, I don't know. Maybe I missed it. Maybe I didn't understand it. But I believe this is what you told me. And so, therefore, this is my reality. I'm still going to come to you. I'm still going to read your word. I'm still going to be obedient to do what I hear you say for me to do. I'm going to still do that. And because you are my for real reality. And I know he put these words in my heart to say, this is my for real reality. I cannot leave this reality no more than I can go back to yesterday. Can't go back to yesterday. I can't go back to the way the things were before I knew you in this way. I can't go back to trying to get opinions and advice. I need to hear from God, Almighty God. So whatever happened in this situation that it didn't seem to work out the way I thought it should have worked out, that's inconsequential. You are my for real reality. Hallelujah. And that did it for me. And later on, much later on after that, he said to me, the reason why it did not work out the way that you heard it was going to work out is because I have to give people free will. Situation, someone made a choice. And when they made that choice, it changed the whole flow of things that were going on. They made a choice, and I have to honor their choice. And I said, okay, all right, God. So the main thing for me at that time was that I stepped into God's for real reality. Repeat after me, God.
For real reality.
Amen. And when you think about it, us as Christians, as we're in the sanctification process, we are really walking a reality that is different than this world's reality. Amen. And there's sometimes there's a clash of realities. And I've gone through a clashing of the realities many times where the world was saying one thing and the word of God was saying another thing, or leading of the Lord was saying another thing. And there was a clash. And I'm probably getting ahead of myself, but when I was going through something big time to me, And there was a clash of realities. And this song came to mind. Y'all know God gives me a bunch of songs. So this is the song that came to my mind. I'm way ahead of myself. But the song was, I'm not lazy and I'm not crazy. I'm just doing what the Lord says do. I'm not lazy and I'm not crazy. I'm just doing what the Lord says do. Amen. You can use that song when the realities clash. Hallelujah. Amen. You're not lazy. You're not crazy. You're just doing what the Lord says do. Amen. All right. Like I said, I got way ahead of myself. But let's go to the word. Let's go through the word. And we're going to start with how our reality is Bible-based reality. When we're in our sanctification process, our reality must be based on the Word of God. We just can't grab something out of the air and just make it a reality. A lot of people are doing that now, for real. But our reality must be Bible-based. Pastor Mom, you got that scripture?
Yes, I do.
Deuteronomy 11 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That your days
may
be
multiplied.
And the days of your children as
in the land.
As the land of the
which the Lord.
Which the Lord.
Where?
Swear.
Unto your father.
Unto your father.
To give. Go ahead.
To give them as
the days.
As the days of you.
Of heaven.
Of heaven.
Upon the earth.
Upon the earth.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Mom. That's
You're
it.
Welcome.
Amen. Deuteronomy 11:21, that your days may be multiplied and the days of your children and the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth. So in this sanctification process, we are in days of heaven upon the earth. Amen. And the more we go into this sanctification process, the more we continue to say, yes, Lord, and be obedient and walk in the this Bible-based reality, walking in the Lord, we will begin to see days of heaven upon the earth. Now, that's a reality that, yeah, you can't even wrap your head around that reality. You just got to walk in it by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. And when we know that the Lord truly lives in us, then he can live through us. And we shine his light into the darkness of our soul and this world. Hallelujah. The Bible is God-centered. And we always have to remember that whenever we open up the Bible, that we're really face-to-face with the author. The Lord is there with us as we read the Word of God. So anything that we need explained, he may not explain it right then, but if we don't understand something, because sometimes the Bible looks like it's contradictory, but if we don't understand anything, then we can ask him, and he will, if not right then, he will eventually let us know what's going on in the Word. So we know that the Bible is more than just a book. It's God's Word. In it, the creator of the universe is speaking to you. Now, I'm going to get on my soapbox just for a second. There's so many young people now, some older people are saying, how the what the universe is doing for them, the universe is doing that for them, the universe. And I'm like, come on, somebody. I want to go to the creator of the universe. I want to talk to the universe. I want to go to the head, the creator of the universe, to get what I want, to get or to talk to who I want to talk to and not to the universe. Okay, off the soapbox. Amen. So, The Bible is about God and how we can truly know him. Praise God. In the ancient Hebrew idea of knowing is to experience. And you can't really know something without experiencing it. So the only way to know God is to experience him. The more we experience him, the more we know him. So every time we read his word, he's making himself known. Amen. When we open the scriptures, we begin to see that what he's doing in us and all around us. So the Bible is designed to help us understand the ways of God. Then when God starts to use our life in the same way that he worked in the scriptures with someone else, we'll recognize that it's God who's at work in us and through us. Now, when you look at Moses, how Moses, his experience with the burning bush, and it really illustrates how God invites ordinary people to experience him in extraordinary ways. Amen. So Moses' reality changed as God began to use him. So by the Spirit of God, Moses was able to do things that he normally would not be able to do. And one of the things was even the simple way of how he spoke. He didn't think he was a good speaker, but God spoke to him with power and authority and spoke through him with power and authority. By the power of God, he saw miracles. Amen. Now, another thing about the Bible is that there are apps in the Bible. Now, this is one of those things that I wasn't kind of going in that direction, but the Lord just, he just showed me this, and it was just awesome. There are absolutes in the Bible, in the Word of God. Absolutes are words like always, never, nothing, all, everything, best, or even worse. So there are absolutes in the Bible. And this, the absolutes in the Bible help to shape our Bible reality, our Bible-based reality is these absolutes. So there are, there's a lot of absolutes in the Bible. And we're just going to go over 7 absolutes in the Bible with reference to our Bible-based reality. Now, all of these, and I'm opening up your lines now, so get yourself on mute if you're not saying anything. I'm opening up Pastor Price and Minister Rachel's line. We'll start with you, Pastor Price, and we'll go back and forth for these next 7 scriptures. So these are absolutes in the Bible and our Bible-based reality. And these absolutes, we want to hang on to these. We want to celebrate these as we go through our sanctification process, walking out the purpose and plan of God in our lives. So our first one for the Pastor Price, Psalm 55:22. Is your phone muted, Pastor Price?
Oh yeah, it was muted. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. I was trying to get it off though. Psalm 55:22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Now that word suffer, he shall never, that's an absolute, never, never, ever, never suffer the righteous to be moved. Now that never, I mean, excuse me, that suffer means allow. So he shall never allow the righteous to be moved. So in this verse, when we cast our burdens on the Lord, we have the 100% absolute guarantee that God will sustain us. Amen. And when he sustains us and takes care of us, we can rest assured that we will be supported, nourished. God will never allow his people to slip or be shaken. He's got us in everything that concerns us under his watchful eye and careful hand. So this is a reality. This is our Bible-based reality where we believe it with all our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength that God is going to do this for us. Amen. Let's go on to Minister Rachel, Revelation 21:4.
Okay, I had to take the mute off.
Okay.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Okay, Revelation 21:4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel. God will wipe every, that's our absolute, every tear from our eyes. Hallelujah. So he's going to do that. Amen. A lot of things have happened in our lives. We go through a lot of things. It doesn't matter what burden, heartache, grief, or whatever we've experienced that caused us to weep, to cry. But every last one of our tears will be wiped away, and our mourning will ultimately change into dancing. And that's Psalm 30 and verse 11. And, you know, just think about how close God has to be to us to wipe the tears away from our eyes. Not one drop will escape, be forgotten, or left unhealed. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the absolute that we want to live in this reality as we go through our sanctification process. Pastor Price, 2 Corinthians 2:14.
2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and in Christ and make it manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place."
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. God always, that's our absolute. God always causes us to triumph. Hallelujah. Now, winning and losing is a matter of perspective. You know, there are things that have happened in my life, and it looked like, it was like, God, it looked like I'm at a dead end over here. But he always causes us to triumph. And in our Bible-based reality, we choose to see life circumstances through the lens of God's purpose and glory. We will understand that losing is not a part of our vocabulary and it's not a part of our life with God. Always means always to our undefeated God, and we are his undefeated children. Now, you know, people might look at that and say, what? Triumph always? In God? Yes. In him? Yes. And amen. He always causes us to triumph. And as we get to, when we get to the seventh one, we'll understand even more how we can triumph. But this is our reality. The world can't understand this. It can't get with it. It you know, they may say that we have our head stuck in the sand or whatever. We choose to believe what God's word says, because he and his word are one. Amen. And God always causes us to triumph, no matter what it looks like. Minister Rachel, Psalm 84, 11.
Okay, Gabrielle's going to read that one. Go ahead, Gabrielle.
Hi, Gabrielle.
For the Lord God is a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly.
Amen. Thank you. Very good. Very good, Gabrielle. Thank you so much.
Yes, excuse me.
She wanted to read also verse 12, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. So there's great benefit in walking upright before God. And our absolute is no good thing will he withhold. No good thing. Amen. And so when we walk upright, we have a 100% guarantee that no good thing will he keep from us. We never have to go around thinking, why won't God allow me to have this good thing? When our lives align with his word, we're in our Bible-based reality. If we don't have access to it, We are assured that God's protection is at play with people, places, and things that are not good for us. All of his blessings are good and add no sorrow. And in the rest of that scripture, the blessings of the Lord make us rich, and it adds no sorrow, neither does toiling increase. Praise God. Amen. Let's go on, Pastor Price, Jude 1:25.
All right. Jude 1 and verse 25 says, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever.
Amen. Thank you. And our absolute only. He is the only wise God,
Hallelujah.
Our Savior. Hallelujah. The only. And there is only one true and living God. And no man can come to him but by Jesus Christ. That's John 14:6. Hallelujah. No man can come to the Father but by Jesus Christ. And with this absolute, we are assured that we are in the best company. There's no other God that we should look for, seek, or even worship. No greater God besides our Creator. He is the one and our only one. And, you know, I've talked to people who said, you know, you just are bigots. You think that there's only one God. Yeah, we do. And there are some things that are only in an absolute in this world as well. You know, it's the only thing. Water is water. You know, you can mix water or whatever, but water is water. Amen. And sometimes that's the only thing that people need to drink is water. So there are some only things here in this world. Air. You know, you mix air with some other stuff or whatever. We need air to breathe. We need air to live. It's a only, it's an absolute. And we need Jesus Christ to be born again. Praise God. Let's go on. Hebrews 13:5. Minister Rachel or anybody in the family that you got this reading.
Okay, Marcus is reading that one.
All right, Marcus.
Hebrews 13:5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
Amen. Thank you, Marcus, with your deep voice. Amen. I love your voice.
He'll be 15 in May.
Wow. Amen. Amen. And so here's another absolute in our sanctification process of absolutes from the Bible. The Lord says, I will never, and the never is our absolute. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And so in this absolute, we have one of the best reasons to celebrate. We can celebrate, you know, feeling alone in this human flesh can wreck. I mean, it just blows people's minds. If they are just, you know, makes them sad or whatever, feeling like they're all alone. When he says he'll never leave us, then this is an absolute promise that should melt away every fear that we have, because we're never alone. There's a song that goes, no, never alone, no, never alone. He said he'd never leave me, no, never alone. It's a very old song, but never. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us, and he'll never fail us. And then here's one of our last ones that we have in this, our Bible-based reality. Pastor Price, Romans 8:28.
It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
Amen. Oh, and that's one of my favorite scriptures. You know, when things go on, I know all things are going to work together for good. It may not look like it right then and there, but it does. It works together for good. And our absolute here is all things, all, not leaving out anything. And we can be 100% sure. You know, whether all things that we're going through, the all things that he's talking about here, it's at work to bring our lives good, no matter what it looks like. And to all of us who love God and who are called to his purpose, amen. And even when we question things that are going on, you know, what we need to do in this Bible-based reality is to just go back to, like, God, I don't know how you're going to work this together for good, but you're going to do it. And I'm going to trust you that you're going to work this together for good. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And now we're going to go to another reality. We're talking about these realities. We can't, you know, go into great, great depth with them. But just to be aware is, I think, really helps us to be aware that we have a Bible-based reality, that we think in terms of scripture. We think in the word. Our vocabulary is the word. We speak the word. We think the word. Hallelujah. That's our Bible-based reality. And I, you know, really began to think about that. I remember when I still worked at AT&T, and, you know, I would start processing information, things that we were talking about, and I couldn't help but have a biblical example for it or put a word from the Bible with it that made it make sense, you know, even in the context of things that were going on there. So that's what we do in our Bible-based reality. Now let's go into our Spirit-led reality. God has given us the Holy Spirit to be our teacher. We can't get to know God in our own wisdom. It's the Holy Spirit that points us toward the Father and towards the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit opens up our mind and our hearts to him. When our life starts to become God-oriented, as we go through this sanctification process, we see that God has an agenda that we didn't know anything about, and he has a mission. God is such a great orchestrator. He puts things together in such a wonderful way, and to be led by the Spirit. You know, the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. So as we are led by the Spirit of God, we end up walking into his purpose and his plan. And I love how he puts people together. He'll bring people into your life. You didn't know anything about them, but he'll bring them into your life as we follow him in the Spirit. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen this movie called The Matrix, and it came out years ago. I think they just had another iteration of it lately, but, you know, I haven't watched that. Now, this is not a Christian movie by any stretch of the imagination, but there's some interesting points in it. And so this guy named Neo lives in this reality, a computer-generated reality. And then he meets this guy, which I can't think of his name, but his real name is Fishburne. And so he meets him, and this guy pulls out these two pills. He pulls out the red pill and the blue pill. And he tells Neo that he will take him into this real reality if he chooses the red pill, which I think was pretty cool because red for the blood of Jesus. Amen. So Neo decides that he's going to choose the red pill, but he said, now, wait a minute now. When you choose this red pill, you're going to see what reality really is. It's not going to be this computer-generated reality, but you're going to see the real reality. And I don't know if he said it exactly just like that. And so he ends up choosing, Neo ends up choosing the red pill. And suddenly the reality that he's known all of his life goes away. And he goes into this other reality where he's able to do miraculous things in this new reality after taking the red pill. And I'm not going to go through the whole movie and everything. You watch it if the Lord leads you to watch it. And I know that, you know, some people look at The Matrix as a spiritual movie. And if you're thinking in terms of the Lord, you may see it as a spiritual movie, because really kind of looks like after he takes the red pill, it looks like he's born again. And so it's very interesting. And so the reality that we're living in now, as we choose to step into this sanctification that God has for us, our reality absolutely changes. And hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That means that we are in the world, but we're not of the world. In this spirit-led reality, we're still in the world. The world is still all around us. Things are still going on, you know. But things, we perceive things differently, and we're allowing God to lead us through. Hallelujah. Amen. And there's a lot to this reality that we're in. And like I said, I call it our for real reality. And I'm telling you, it's a wonderful, joyous time in the Lord. Now, when we are led by the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit begins to manifest in us. I don't know who was last. Is this your turn, Minister Rachel and family? We have Galatians 5, 16 through 18.
Gabrielle wants to read that.
Okay, and then somebody else can also read Galatians 5, 22 through 26, since you guys are in Galatians.
Oh. All right, I'll read Galatians 5, 22 through 26, and Gabrielle will read 16 and 18.
No.
Okay.
Go ahead, read, Princess.
I'm going to read the last.
Read, Princess.
This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness.
Okay, I'll read 22, 23, 24.
Okay.
But the fruit of
Go
the
ahead.
Spirit
is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust.
If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, you all. Good job. Amen. Amen. So in this reality, and I'm just calling it the Spirit-led reality, we're going to be led by the Spirit of God. And as it said, we're going to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of our flesh, because there's a war that's going on. There's trying to be a clash of realities where the world, the flesh, and the devil would want us to walk in a different way so that the flesh is being gratified. But as we walk in the Spirit and we're led by the Spirit of God, what we're going to see is the fruit of the Spirit manifested in our lives. We're going to see love, joy, peace, patience, which is long-suffering. We're going to see gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, self-control. We're going to see all of that happen, and that happens during our sanctification process as we enter into this reality of being led by the Spirit of God. Now, as I said before, at any time, we can choose to jump out of this and not be led by the Spirit of God. But I'm telling you, this is the best life ever when we're led by the Spirit of God. There's it's being on God's path of righteousness for his name's sake. We walk into a path that maybe we would never walk into before. But as we are led by the Spirit of God, that's what we do. We walk into this path. And just a brief testimony, before I came here to St. Louis, I lived in New Jersey. And I was doing a lot in New Jersey. I was, I was being led by the Lord in New Jersey. I was doing a lot in ministry there. And just really having a good time. God was using me in a great way. And then one day, he sat me down, and I believe it was in June of 2009, where he sat me down and he said, now, I'm going to release you from this. And I didn't understand it. He didn't say, you're going to St. Louis, you're going to be with your mama. He didn't say that. He just said, I'm releasing you from this. Just know that all is going to be taken care of. And he had me to write it down. And I just said, amen, amen. And actually, I completely forgot about it after that. But I wrote it down because he said, write it down. And he said, now put this in capital letters. This is of me. So then in September of 2009, Pastor Mom experienced a stroke, and I didn't put it together with that then, but all of, my siblings came here to help take care of Pastor Mom, and then I was going to come in, I believe it was October, so they were here first, and then when I came in October, I was going to stay until at least Christmas, or no, New Year's, I think it was. But after that time, being led by the Spirit of God, at that point, I couldn't see myself leaving. I didn't understand it. I needed, the Lord to help me with that. And he said, go get your Bible and read in the back of the Bible where, read back there. And I found where he had told me 6 months before that he was releasing me. And he said, this is of me. And I started crying because I knew I was led here. And I know that I am where I'm supposed to be because the Lord led me here for a reason. Amen. I know, and I love Pastor Mom, what Pastor Mom said to me, because I said, Mama, I don't know. Before I went back into the Bible and read it, I said, I don't know where God is telling me to go. And she said very strongly, very strong. She said, what God tells you to do, you do it. She said, he's going to take care of me. She was She was in that reality. Amen. She was in the reality big time. That God, that sanctification reality in the Lord, that for real reality in God, that no matter what went on, the absolutes, God was going to take care of her. And I was like, oh, yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. So, I mean, I didn't have that like it was a pull on me or anything, but I was, when God went on and told me that, then I knew. Of course, I started crying, but I knew that I knew that, you know, he had sent me here for such a time as this, and I praise him for it. It's been a wonderful time. Now, still at the same time, I'm still being led by the Lord. I'm still walking in the Lord. I have seen that he has changed me in such a way. You know, there's a love that has come forth, a joy, a peace, a patience, a gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. I've seen that fruit come up even since I've been here, and I thank God for that. Now, we're going to go on to walking by faith reality. Pastor Price, Hebrews 11, 1 through 3. And this, I'm going to say this and I'll let you talk, Pastor Price. The word has to be more real than what our eyes can see, what our ears can hear, and what our mind can conceive. Amen. So, Pastor Price, Hebrews 11, 1 through 3.
Hallelujah. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
Amen. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel, you guys be ready. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 10. And so faith, hallelujah, it's substance. It's evidence. Amen. So in our reality, in our walking by faith reality, he didn't just leave us out there. You know, just go ahead and walk by what you think I'm saying. No. By faith, we have substance and we have evidence of things that we're hoping to see or hoping that'll be done, and things that are not seen. We have the evidence. Hallelujah. Amen. And the elders obtained a good report. And, you know, through faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the word of God. And so the things that are not seen are made of things which do appear. And tell you what, in the natural, that does not make any sense at all. But when you're walking by faith, when you're in this sanctification process, you're walking by faith, it makes perfectly good sense. Amen. Go ahead, Minister Rachel and family, 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 10. You're mute on.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, no, it's off now. Go ahead, Marcus.
Read. Marcus got to read.
All right.
But as it is written, I have not seen or ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of men, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Amen. Thank you, Marcus. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. So there are things that are going on in the spirit realm. You know, it is written. You know, eyes haven't seen it. Ears haven't heard it. Neither has it even entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. And I could have so many more faith scriptures It's impossible to please God without faith. We have to have faith to please him. And as we walk in this faith reality, believing by faith and not by sight, things that God is talking to us about, we can walk in it. And it really makes this sanctification process a lot easier for us when we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. I've known people who have walked by faith and not by sight. I say one of the first people that I knew was Pastor Price, you know, up close and personal, walking by faith and not by sight, and walking in this faith reality. She tell you about how she believed God because the Lord told her to go around the world. And she didn't have the funds to go around the world, you know, but the Lord, she was led by faith. And because she walked by faith, she ended up going around the world. Then there was Minister Jan. She was a woman who lived by faith. And the Lord had told her to study faith and to preach about faith all the days of her life. And she's now going home to be with the Lord. I saw her walk by faith in God, and I saw her walk in the favor of God. And watching them help me to take the red pill, so to speak. Amen. to walk into this reality and to believe God for it. And I'm trying to think of how many years. It's been about 17 years, almost 17 years that I've been in full-time ministry. And so that was just an awesome, awesome thing to do. And it helped me to see that God had done this in other people, that they were living in this other reality, in the Bible-based reality, in the spirit-led reality, and the walking by faith reality. Praise God. And now, I see what time it is. I'm not going to go into the last reality that I have because I want to be able to do it a little justice. So as I said before, I am going to take my time. This is not going to be like I was talking about last week about George Pearson's and Gloria Copeland. They have a series that's over 200 parts to it. Maybe I'll do that one day, but not right now. So the next thing that we're going to talk about, and we're going to be back again, the next time I'll speak is on it'll be next month. I'm just going to say it like that. So Lord willing, the next time we talk about this, we'll go into co-laboring with God reality. And these realities kind of mix in with each other because you have to have the Bible-based reality, the being led by the Spirit reality, the walking by faith reality, and then we're going to talk about the co-laboring with God reality. Hallelujah. And all of these are so real. All of these are so God. And all of these help us to grow, mature, be Christ-like, be transformed into him and to his Christ-likeness here on earth. And so that we can experience heaven right here on earth. Praise God. Praise God. Pray that you were blessed by the word today. Amen. And that God has touched you in a great way today and even made you aware of where you are in this sanctification process. Hallelujah. The things that you've done already as you've been Bible-based, your Bible-based reality, your being led by the Spirit reality, you're walking by faith, reality, all of that, that everything just comes together in a way that it even takes you even further by his Spirit. And we praise God for that. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you today, Lord God. We thank you for all that you're doing, all that you've done, Lord. Thank you for making us so aware that we are in this sanctification process, and you're taking us through it beautifully. We praise your holy name, Lord God. Thank you for drawing us even closer to you, that we walk with you, we talk with you. You live and move and have your being in us, and that you're so free to move through us. Daily basis, hallelujah, moment by moment, heartbeat by heartbeat, and breath by breath. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for having us in this sanctification process and showing us our reality. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you've been listening to this broadcast and you don't know for sure if you're born again, if you are justified, if you've started this where you're saved, you're justified, go through sanctification and then glorification. If you're not absolutely positively sure, this is your time to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Now, Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So, yes, it sounds really easy because Jesus did all the work. Amen. He did all the work. He did all the labor. You know, he came, he bled, he died on the cross. He shed his blood for us. All that he did, he's done it. He said, it is finished. And all we need to do is confess with our mouth, which is saying a prayer, and believing in our heart, which is choosing to believe that what Jesus did, when we choose to believe what he did over 2,000 years ago, then we shall be saved. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe. You died for me.
You died for me.
And that God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart.
Raise you from my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
And help me to follow you.
And now I know.
And now I know.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
And I'm born again.
And born again.
And heaven is my home.
And heaven is my home.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to pray for you now and just right now, in Jesus' name, we commit and commend those who have prayed that prayer for the first time to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for just filling them with your Holy Spirit and with power, hallelujah, so that they can go through this sanctification process, power to do right, power to walk right, power, hallelujah, to know who they are in you, Lord God, power to live in your reality, in your for real reality, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, power to make the decision for you day and night and day, hallelujah, to get to know you more and more in your word, in the Bible, being led by the Spirit, by your Holy Spirit, hallelujah, walking by faith and not by sight. Thank you for doing it, Lord God. We give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And we'd like to invite you to come and join us and to be a part of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. wherever you are, you can listen to our broadcast. And we, in our family of broadcasts, you'll learn about the Word of God. You'll grow in the things of God, and you'll get to experience God in such a great way. Every Sunday, we have our church, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And the next Sunday coming up, we'll be in April already. Glory to God. So next Sunday is the first Sunday in April. And every first Sunday, what we do is we have tag team preaching. So we invite everyone, leaving out no one. This is an absolute. We invite everyone to speak. You can get a scripture and a topic, and you can expound on that scripture for 5 minutes. You can also go to your devotional and share from your devotional with us. If you have a song that you want to share with us, you can let me know in advance, and I'll make sure that song is queued up. And we can hear your song, and you can tell us, you know, a song about the Lord now. And you can tell us about that song, how it blessed you. Amen. And so then we have communion. So every first Sunday, we do take communion together. So bring your communion elements and, you know, your wine, not, well, probably not wine, but glory to God. Your juice and crackers or bread, and have communion with us. Amen. And that's 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Mondays, we have Bible teaching, and that's with our Dr. Lorraine Navarro, where she knows God has given her a gift to dig into the Word of God, and then she teaches us how to do that. So, and we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, we have prayer. And what we do is we pray in the Spirit, and it's called Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And so we pray at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. We have four people that volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes. And then we have interpretation of tongues. It is no less than awesome. The Lord always shows up. On Wednesday, the second Wednesday of every month, so set your cell phone alarm and mark your calendars for the second Wednesday in April, and that will be April the 13th. And we have what we call a prophetic healing, and that's our healing service. Many people have gotten healed. In March, there were 12 healings. During and a little bit after that service, we found out someone else had gotten healed. So 12 healings over the line. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So tell your friends about it. Tell your family. If you're in need of healing, come on now and join us on April the 13th, Wednesday, April the 13th. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursdays, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. And on those broadcasts, on Thursday evenings, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, God gives us these different topics. Sometimes we have home churches, small churches, parachurch ministries there. And God gives us all these great topics to talk about by His Spirit. And this month coming up, praise God, Lord willing, we're going to talk about the five love languages with Minister, I'm going to leave that. We're going to talk about the five love languages on Thursday. I love it how the Lord will order my mouth and say, just say this much and that's enough. Amen. So those five love languages, and we're going to talk about that, of course, from a Christian perspective. And so we will see you in April. Praise God. Well, we got some more broadcasts left in March. But that is our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And We thank all of you for joining us. We're going to give you a few moments to, we're going to open up the line. If you want to say anything, you may speak or just put your phone on mute. But we're opening up everybody's line. Once again, so great to see all of you here today, God. So all the lines are open. If you want to say something, go ahead. Otherwise, put your phone on mute.
Glory to God. I want to thank God, Apostle, for today and for the word and the message. I thank God for you, Pastor Mom, and send much love to you this afternoon now. And I just want to thank God. I continually pray for much comfort with peace and strength to you, Apostle, and all of the saints who knew and loved the precious man of God who passed this morning. I want to thank God for every part of the service, for the pearl to ponder about Jesus as our everlasting peace. Thank God for all of the declarations and for going the review of the three stages of salvation. I want to thank God for the very richness of the word today. You know, there are times when somebody will say, oh, that word was rich, it was good, and it was rich and good. This was such a very, very rich word today. I thank God even now for introducing us by his spirit to these realities that were introduced to us today. I remember that many years ago, the Lord had me to write a book called Set the Standard of God's Excellence in Our Lives. And there are standards. You know, we look at when you take your each day we will take, you all take for your sugar levels. You'll take and put it in a machine. And then you have to, many times after a certain length of time, whether it be with the blood pressure machine, you have to go back and make sure that they are calibrated right, that they are standard, because there are standards. And we have to make sure that it's not off base from the left or off base to the right. Even when we take our weight on a scale, things have to be calibrated to a certain standard. And so I was thanking you, God, so much for what the Lord ministered to you today, that there are absolutes. These are our standards, that we can calibrate our lives upon them, that we have standards. I thank God for the standards that you introduced today. And it made me go back, and even while you were ministering, I remember that yesterday the Lord had me to minister, to put a post up. And at the end of the post one of the verses that he gave me, he was talking about charging the rich, you know, not to be in 1 Timothy 6:17, to be high-minded, but nor trust in uncertain riches. And then at the end of that, he said, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. And he said, Helen, that's one of those absolute that Apostle's talking about today. I give you richly all things, not some things, but all things. So I'm really going to be aware, hallelujah, by the Spirit of God, to keep my eye out for these absolutes. So I thank God for ministering to us on the sanctification process and these different realities, the Bible-based reality, the Spirit-led reality, the walking by faith reality, and I'm looking forward to the co-laboring with God reality so that we can grow and mature and be Christ-like and to experience all that God has for us really right here on earth, like days of heaven on earth. So I thank God. I'm telling you, this was like a very, very rich meal today. And I thank God for that word. I look forward to what God is going to do even in the future with this word. And I thank God for you. So God bless you, Apostle and Pastor Mom, and all the saints in your respective places. And I'll go back on mute. God bless.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Price. You always encourage me. Thank you. I appreciate it. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? All your lines are open. You just need to speak. Is that Gabrielle?
Yeah. It's Joshua 14:2, KJV. By lot waxed their inheritance as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for 9 tribes and for the half tribe.
Okay.
So that's it.
You just want to read that scripture?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay, anyone else?
Well, I just wanted to say love you and Pastor Mom and all my God family, Pastor Helen, everyone. May God keep y'all all strong and strengthened in him in Jesus' name and meet every need. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'll probably call you after this is over. Okay, so because I don't want to say who passed on the line.
Okay.
Amen. Because the family hasn't been told yet. Praise God. Okay, anyone else? Well, all right. Amen. So good to be with you all this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. And as the Lord leads, let us know what the Lord is doing with you in this sanctification process. Praise God. It's very interesting. It's very good. It's a good process to be in. We're constantly changing and growing in him, and I'm loving it. The more I'm aware of it, the better it gets. Amen. So we're going to have Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom, give us a comment, and then you can close us out in prayer.
Good evening, brother. Thanks for some good prayers and good things for everybody.
And all the good readers.
And all the good readers.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you, Lord, for you. And give us the rest and the best thing to go in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay. And you want to do your May the Lord Watch?
May the Lord watch between me and thee, for we have someone for another. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so blessed by Pastor Mom. I'm starting to learn scriptures all over again because I want them to be in my heart the way they're in hers. Amen. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Amen. Love you.